Welcome, 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 welcome again. This is part two of the additional ways to source property. Just like in the last episode, I'm going to start this episode off with, please, please, please share a screenshot of you rating a five-star review of this podcast on iTunes or Apple Music or Podcast or whatever it's called. Screenshot that, tag me in it at Brandon G. Thompson on Instagram, and I will send you $5. Look, we're going to jump right into it, just like last time. We're not going to waste your time. Additional ways that I like to source properties. Now, you've seen a lot of the signs out there, the bandit signs, and I think we've talked about this in a few other episodes. If you're going to go that route, I would definitely get a Google Voice number. Think about it, bandit, hence the name bandit. They're illegal a lot of times. But if you are going to do it, you're going to put them up on street corners, and you're just going to have corrugated plastic signs covering, smothering your area on those street corners. Look, go to dirtcheapsigns.com and get them. They're cheap. They're awesome. I've seen a lot of people use billboards. That works. Really expensive. Wouldn't recommend it unless you just want to. Car signs. Look, I used to have car signs. I don't do it anymore, but I used to have car signs, and I had them all over my the magnets all over my cars. And look, it worked. It brought in leads. And back when I was just starting out, that was something that caught the attention of people in my area that wanted to do business with me. And we bought homes that way. FSBOs. Look for FSBOs as you drive by, walking by, driving them, walking for dollars. Do the go to the websites, FSBO.com, FSBO.com, for sale by owner.com, owner.com, Craigslist.com, Zillow.com. Look for properties in those areas. I mean, on those websites, and those are some good deals usually. You can also get with a real estate agent and have them email you a list of expired listings. And then what you're going to do is you're going to use your prop stream, and you can research some stuff on the properties. And then you're going to call, mail out letters, or even knock on the door and emphasize that these people don't need to pay a dime in real estate commissions if they sell to you. Okay. I think we covered this last time, but your Facebook wall specifically, be loud and proud. Tell everybody you're buying and you need homes. That's going to bring you some deals. A lot of people, if you don't do it every single day, but do it at least once, twice a week, and a lot of people will reach out to you. Newspaper ads. I wouldn't do anything expensive because newspapers are fizzling out, but more like your local classified ads. Those are going to be your regional areas, county, little newspapers. Set up an ad and say, we buy houses, cash, call me for a quick closing. That's going to give you a phone call or two or 10. Now, some awesome things you can do is, which is really, really working a lot lately, Facebook, Instagram, Google ads, those paid ads are awesome. Look, and the best part is you don't have to pay, but only when the ad works and people click. Set a small budget, drip a little bit of money in each day, have people contact you. You can also set up a website. We use carrot.com, carrot, like vegetable, carrot.com, and we have SEO. And it's basically our storefront to the world. I would recommend, if you don't want to pay a lot of money, set up your own through like Wix.com or Squarespace.com. The list goes on and on and on. We're having a class. We're going to teach you all 30 plus ways in one sitting and give you real life examples of how to source properties directly to the seller. So you need to jump in our classes. Once a month, we're going to do these classes, and it's all different teachings in real estate. Our next class is August 24th. I'm not sure when this episode is going to release. It could be before or it could be after. But I'm telling you, sourcing properties is amazing. Classes are great. Just got to get out there and do the work. I put a post up not too long ago that said, do the work. That's all you got to do. Just got to go out there and do the work. All right, guys. Again, like I said at the beginning of this episode and the last one, go ahead and screenshot the five-star review that you're going to put up. Tag me in it on Instagram at Brandon G. Thompson, and I'm going to send you $5. It's the easiest $5 you can make. Thank you. Talk to you soon.